What a joy to be in church. I so much want to mind the Lord. And, you know, God has just been so good to us. We have got blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And then sometimes we depend on the government to have a holiday that would give us a day or two off work to stop and say thanks. And we're Baptists, of course. We have to add turkey and ham and all the rest of it in there. But God has been so good to us. Amen. It's just amazing. I'm thinking about, of course, you all don't know Robert like I do, but Brother Robert's, the things that he had given up to come and labor at the Good Shepherd Children's Home, and he would say that God's given him back more than what he gave up, but he and Leanne, as they lead this, they've got a son that's graduating high school, and just like your son, or daughter's graduated high school, money is needed. Hard to raise teenagers, and yet he just keeps on trusting the Lord. And then they, not only with their two boys, but then of course all the ones from the home, and it's just a blessing to see people serve the Lord and see what God has done. And I hope that before they leave, that you'll show them by your own self, show them some token, give them some token of letting them know that you appreciate them. I think there's 22 or so of them all together. Maybe we can make sure that all of them get something as they go, and we'll give some gifts here in just a little bit and have a lot of enjoyable times. But I just want us to know how blessed we are. Folks, maybe we need to be shaken out of complacency because you, like me, like everybody else, we're thinking about the next thing we want to buy and the next thing we want to do before we haven't thanked God for the last 14 things that He's given us. My goodness, the Lord has been wonderful to us. So I want to preach for just a little while. I won't keep you long, but I want you to look at Philippians chapter 4. Verse number 6, 7, and 8, it's a familiar passage of Scripture, and I've preached before. I haven't preached this message, but I've preached before from this passage. But God gave me that this week, I believe, and I want you to look at verse number 6, 7, and 8 of Philippians 4. And it talks about thanksgiving in verse number 6, talks about the peace of God in verse number 7, and talks about where to give our thoughts, where to let them dwell in verse number 8. Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I want to preach for just a little while, just a few minutes about this. If you have a habit of taking notes, if you'll write this phrase down, I'll preach through this phrase, and that'll be the 3 points. Look up, let His peace settle in, and think on what God's doing. I'd like for you to take that phrase down, look up and let His peace settle in and think on what God's doing. Because my friend, God is doing something in your life. Whether you and I wake up and see what He's doing is remains to be seen sometimes, but the Lord is doing something right in your life. We've got so much to be thankful for, and sometimes all we can do is complain. Father, bless us now is our prayer. I pray that you would touch this part of the service. I thank you for bringing these young folks so far. Lord, I pray that they would not feel like what a long trip just for a short time. Dear Lord, they've been a great blessing to us. I pray that you would bless them through us and may, as they've been a blessing to us. Bless this time though now is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Number one, look up. Look up, the Bible says in verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything when you pray, you're looking up. You may not physically be looking up, but spiritually, you're looking up to the Lord for your needs. And so as I tell you that this morning, we ought to look up, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. One preacher put it like this, if you're going to worry, why pray? But if you're going to pray, why worry? No need to do both of them. You might as well let the Lord take care of the things that are going on. Like one lady said, I'm just going to give it to God. He's up all night anyways. He can take care of this. Folks, we've got the Almighty that said that He would care for us and He would help us. He would be our shield. He would be our protector. He would be our guide. He would be our high tower. He would be our strong tower. He would be our protection. Look, if you would, in Psalm 27, verse 5. I'll read it to you as you look over that way, because the Bible says He's going to hide us. And folks, there's some of us in this room, we need to be hidden. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me. We can put in there all kinds of things. I was talking with Brother Wade Garber before service, and we're praying for his father, who's not doing very well at all, got taken to the hospital. I want you to pray for Wade Sr. But in the time of sickness, He's our one that hides us. You know that Miss Debbie, next Monday, a week from Monday, will go back and start taking another cocktail of treatments, and Miss Debbie Mullins. And so we're trusting the Lord that He will hide her. We're thinking about Leslie Farmer as she's on treatments, and we're trusting the Lord would hide her. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilions. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And though it's a time for us as Christians that we get to a place where we know what it is to be hidden in the tabernacle of God. In troubles that you can't keep from coming and I can't keep from coming, we don't have a life promise that God says, I'll never let a difficulty come in your way. Instead, He says, I'll hide you in the secret of my tabernacle, and there we'll let the rain and we'll let the trouble and we'll let all the rest come upon us, but God will protect us. Look up. I saw a cartoon with this boy. He was walking, and a picture of Jesus, and as they were walking, they saw this bear and this lion, and the word bubble out of this boy's mouth was, I'm with Him. And I'm thinking about this. People ask you, doesn't being in a pandemic scare you? I'm with Him. Doesn't pastoring this church with a lot of history scare you? Yeah, but I'm with Him. Doesn't losing different folks that are dear to you and your mom going to heaven, doesn't that scare you? Yeah. Don't you hate to lose folks like that? Yeah, but I'm with Him. Don't money problems scare you when you don't know where things are going to come from? Yeah, but I'm with Him. Having two kids in college and money going out for all these different things, doesn't that scare you? Yeah, but I'm with Him. Dealing with a Baptist church, doesn't that scare you? Yeah. I just have to leave it there. No, but I'm with Him. Look up, prayer and supplication. And the Bible says, goes on to say, with thanksgiving. Let me take you over to our house. If you drive up to that house up on Victory Lane, drive up there, and we're thankful for Steve and Jeanette, who made it possible for us to get into a house when we didn't think anybody was going to become stay available long enough, and drive into there, that two-car garage. We can't park in both sides, but we're going to one of these days, and not too much stuff, but we pull a car in there, and that car we bought from a friend over in Murfreesboro that went yesterday morning early. My wife went over to Nashville to get our firstborn. Jared's with us in church today and brought him back over home. You walk in that laundry room and we get to do our laundry inside. We don't have to do it out. We don't have to hang our clothes out on those lines. We don't have to go down by the creek. We wash them inside. We dry them inside. We uptown over at our house. I don't know how the rest of you's living, but we are big time over there. Turn that way, you get to that pantry, and we got enough food in there. We could eat for a long time if we never bought anything else. God has been good to us. You walk from there into that kitchen, and you got that table, and we've eaten meals around there. We've fed some of you in there, and we've fed other guests in there. We've had games around that table. We've had puzzles worked on that table. We've had conversations around that table. And we go in from there into our living room, and my wife has had Bible studies in there. We've entertained guests this weekend in there. We've had different counseling sessions in there. We've met around that table, or that couch rather, and prayed. And you go from that living room down the hallway. First door on the right is a redhead, our daughter, and she's over in Bible college, and we praise the Lord for her. You go to the next room, and that's our Southern Baptist daughter, and she's in there, and praise the Lord, God has provided for the tuition payments to go to the Christian school, and God's been good to us. And then you're around the corner, and there's a bathroom. We got indoor plumbing over there too. You know, one fellow said, oh yeah, we got running water. You just run however many times you want to run, get it from the well out to the house. No, sir, we got it piped right into the house. Go around the corner into our bedroom. There's another bathroom in there. We don't even have to wait. Like Floyd Barbershop said, two chairs, no waiting. We got three bathrooms, no waiting. And you go downstairs, and we got that garage that one of these days, a 1968 Camaro is going to be parked there. I got to get it in quick because my wife keeps filling up with other stuff, but going to be that car parked there. And on the other side of the hallway is a bedroom that we've used as a prophet's chamber, and we've had preachers that have stayed there. We've had evangelists that have stayed there, even just since we've been in, and singers that have stayed there, and some church secretaries have stayed there, and we've tried to be a blessing to them and use it for the Lord's glory. And there's places down there where they can spread out and live. And I didn't mention all the closets full of clothes that we have at our house. We've got enough clothes to clothe an army. And you say, what are you saying? I'm saying God's been so good to us. And I've only told you about physical things. I didn't tell you about everybody who pillows their head tonight is born again. Everybody that pillows their head over at that house tonight is born again. Amen. Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Amen. Jared, usually we pray for him from afar as he's down at Pensacola tonight. We pray for him under our own roof, but we pray for him every night and say, Lord, help him do this and help him do that. And he's doing different jobs down there at Pensacola, and we're praying for him, praying for the redhead over at Crown, and we pray for Allie in her room. And everybody, though, that is under our roof physically tonight, and then the one that's not, that's over at school, saved and born again. And you have the peace of God. Folks, listen, we are blessed. We've got more going for us than we have time to talk about tonight. But the Bible says, look up. I said, look up. Let God's peace settle in. Number one, look up. Number two, let his peace settle in. Verse number seven. As we pray and we give thanks, you see it's in order here. Be careful for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, let your request be made known of God and unto God. And then verse number seven, and the peace of God. After verse six, then comes verse seven. After you let your supplications be known unto God, when you give him all of your cares, when you give him all of your concerns, when you look up to him, when you realize he's the one that can take care of things, when you say to him, I'm not going to be careful for anything, but instead I'm going to give it to you in prayer. I'm going to give it to you in supplication. I'm going to let my request be made known unto God. And then after that point, then you can say, God's peace flows through me. Amen. And the peace of God, not only do we look up, but then we let his peace settle in. We realize who we were praying to is the same one that's going to bring peace. He's the Prince of what? Say, preacher, I don't have any peace. It just seems like I'm so jittery. You just need to get alone with the Prince of Peace. Say, I just can't get settled. My nerves are so shot. I just can't get any spiritual peace. Need to spend some time with the Prince of Peace. The peace it is that passeth all understanding. Look at what it shall do. It shall keep your hearts. The same peace that God promises in this scripture is available to us. You say, but yeah, but the world's so much worse than it was when God gave it to these first group of people in Philippi. You're not a kidding. But God's not affected by the world. His peace is still available to all of us. You remember about the Egyptians when they walked through the Red Sea after they followed hard on those Israelites when they walked through and they thought, if they can do it, so can we. Wrong assessment. The Red Sea, which caused no problem for the Israelites, brought an end to the Egyptians. And this world that you're walking through, this old world will swallow up its patrons through suicide and through depression and through problems and through all kinds of things. This world will swallow up its passerbys, but we can, if we choose to, walk through with peace. The same water that flooded over the Egyptians held no problem for the Israelites. Now, they may have been troubled as they went through, thinking the water is going to bust any time, but they need not worry. They just trust. They could have trusted the Lord. And the same water, though, closed over on the Egyptians and killed them all. And the same thing happens today. The Egyptians, or the world that is going to close in on our friend, our neighbors that are unsaved and our folks that are around, that cares and concerns and depression of the world is going to close in. But we can walk through on peace. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding. And then I give you this third one. I told you the phrase would be look up. Let God's peace settle in and think on what God's doing. I'm not going to give you some power of positive thinking that while you think it, you can become it. You may be 5 foot 4 inches tall and you think all day long I'm going to play for the NBA. Guess what? It ain't happening. I'm not saying you've got this thing that you think it, you can dream it, you can achieve it. But I am thinking this. We ought to think about what God's doing. That list and given in verse number 8 tells us to think on this, 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 this. You think those are the only things going on in the life of the apostle when he was used of God to write this? Not in your life. There were more things than peace going on in his life. There are more things than truth going on in his life. There are more things than those that were honest and whatsoever things are just. There was a lot of things going on in the writer's life when God used him to write. There was a lot of things going on in the life of the Philippians. And what God told those Philippian people to do was, I'm telling you to think on these. Be like this. Think this, not that. Now, there's plenty going on in your lives you can complain and bellyache about. But every single one of us have enough of the blessings of God that we wouldn't have to go to sleep tonight. We could rehearse them from now till sunup. I'm saying this evening that we ought to think on what God's doing. There's enough bad stuff going on, yes, to keep you depressed, but with the promise of God in verse number 6 about the prayers and the peace of God in verse number 7, you can't find enough things to think on that are positive and they're good report and they're honest and they're just. My friend, I'm trying to remind us to think on the things that God's doing. Ambulances ran around here all night last night, but most of us slept through the night. And God kept our heart beating. He's been good to us. And you can choose to live your life, think about every horrible, wicked thing that's going on out there in the world, and you can make yourself miserable. Or you can turn your attention to what God has done, and you can take the admonition of Scripture when it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, virtuous and praiseworthy, and think on these things. So I told you, look up. In prayer and supplication, look up. After you look up and realize who God is and who you aren't, after you get that thing straightened out, then you can let His peace settle in. When peace like a river. And then after that peace settles in, then with a clear, concise mind, you can look forward and see and think on what God's doing. Listen, folks, we're going to be all right. I've come to tell you tonight, we're fine. You say, you don't know. You may die tonight. I'll be better than the rest of you if I am. Pray for my family. You say, you don't know what's going to happen to this church. Look at what's all gone on in the last 200 and some years. But we're fine because we've got the Almighty. I shall not fear what man can do unto me. Amen. Folks, as the little boy said, you've got it made in the shade with pink lemonade. God has been good to us. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this evening. Lord, I'm so thankful for my friend, Brother Robert. Lord, I thank you for he and Leanne, a faithful, faithful servants of the Lord, of yours. Lord, I'm thankful that the young people have come and reminded us again that you've been good to us. Lord, I pray as we go into Thanksgiving week, every one of us would have a a taste of thanksgiving on our lips. Lord, I pray that every one of us have a smack of that goodness. Lord, it's already there. You don't have to give us more. I pray be on our lips all the time. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank the good Lord for that. Lord, we don't need thanksgiving. We ought to be living that. Oh, thank you. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I just think that we need to give the Lord some praise and thanks. Miss Carmen, Miss Mary Ann, why don't y'all just play something through and y'all just sit there for a little while and just, why don't you rehearse to God some things that you're thankful for? Maybe you need to be careful for nothing. You've been worrying too much. Why worry when you can pray? You need to give it to God. Look up. Let His peace settle in and look forward of what He's doing in your life. Some of us, we're going to fret and worry so much that we're going to make our kids think nothing good's going on in our home. We're going to make them so worried and so fidgety because all we can do is look about all of the wickedness going on, and they're going to grow up oblivious to all the good things that the Lord wants for them. Why don't you spend some time praising the Lord? Ladies, would you play something for us? And as they do, would you spend some time thanking God? This is Thanksgiving week. Perhaps you're here tonight and you're not sure you're saved. I didn't preach toward that end. But you've got something gnawing on you on the inside. And if I were to ask you if you knew for sure you had the peace in your heart that you're on your way to heaven when you die, if you can't say with an affirmative 100% yes, then I invite you, my friend, to slip out of your seat and just let one of us take a Bible and show you how you can be sure heaven's your home. I promise you, it's the most important decision you ever make. Heaven and hell hinges on it. If you're not sure you're saved, would you step out? The people around you, they'll let you out. And just meet me down here at the front. Let me take a Bible, or take somebody will take a Bible and show you how you can be saved.
Stand together. We're going to sing this chorus a couple times as the children get in place. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you. more time at least. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich.